So let's right here, right now, just take this moment to close our eyes if we haven't already done so and turn within. Just take that deep healing breath, allowing the breath of God to breathe in you as you. And as you breathe out, I invite you just to let go of any thought, belief, self-perception that is blocking your good. Know and celebrate the truth in this sacred moment that God is, you are, all is well. God is pure love, life, power, strength, and good. How infinite and divine and perfect is the spirit that indwells you now and always. There is no, and there can never be, a separation. So in this consciousness, I invite you to go more deeply within for a guided meditation adapted from Reverend Michael Beckwith. As you continue to focus on your breath, take into that inner sanctuary of your soul the truth that your individual consciousness has no circumference, no boundaries. That is, you are unlimited, and you are absolutely worthy and qualified to realize your oneness with the divine, your oneness in pure, unconditional love. Luxuriate for a moment in that awareness. Breathe into it. Right where you are this minute and always, you are held on the lap of omnipresent love, permeating and upholding the cosmos, beating in your own heart, flowing in your bloodstream, thinking through your mind, walking in your feet, learning to emerge, yearning to emerge through and as you. Now bring to mind a moment or occasion when your heart was on fire to know the truth, to discover your purpose of being. This desire might have been fueled by joy or suffering. It doesn't matter. Fully enter the feeling tone now of that longing, that yearning to know God and to realize yourself. Take another deep breath to amplify that feeling and mentally say to yourself, I am here to evolve. I am here to have a realization of that which is true about me, that which is changeless about me, that which is eternal about me. Breathe life into that intention. Realize that as you sit in meditation, you are touching your own eternity, your own immortality. Contemplate this truth that you are on purpose, an individualized expression of Source. Give your consent to the realization of your oneness and the life of spirit. Relax in this presence that surrounds you, enfolds you, and expresses as you. Feel and surrender to this oneness with the totality of your being for a few moments now in the silence. And so now, as we come together in a larger church community, let us do so in joy and gratitude for these moments spent in contemplative meditation. We are grateful for our divine birthright. We are grateful for one another and this spiritual community. We are grateful for New Thought leaders like Michael Beckwith and Paul Hesselbeck. We are grateful to behold the Christ in ourselves and one another. And so it is, in the name and through the power of the Christ. We say thank you, God, and we end our time of prayer and meditation today by joyously singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.